Just another American Saturday night on Q Country. Breakfast with Bark, 6:50. Going to be rainy today. A high of 15 only currently in Brooks. It is 9 degrees. It is Tuesday morning. Hello, Fred Patterson.
Good morning, Barks. Good to be with you.
Well, off the top, the package has arrived. You have the world-famous Cowtown Jerky from the Calgary Stampede. And what do you think?
It's fabulous. It really is. What a tasty treat, especially with a nice big glass of beer.
It's got some different flavors in there, doesn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It doesn't taste like shoe leather.
Pardon me?
It doesn't taste like shoe leather.
No. It tastes, it's got the right amount of bite to it, like spice or pepper or whatever that is. And, once you have it in your mouth for a while, it's very, very chewable. Just a joy.
There you
Cowtown, go. Cowtown beef jerky.
And the great label, too, isn't it?
Absolutely, with the goofy-looking horse. Yeah.
Everywhere you go in Alberta, every small town, doesn't matter, they've always got their own meat packing place, and everyone makes their own jerky. So it's like a tour. You could do a whole tour here. There's the famous one comes out of Longview, and then, of course, you got the Cowtown. We've got stuff here just north of Brooks and Dutchess. We've got Brooks Meat Packers here has some. So, again, you can come out here and do a jerky tour.
Yeah, I like this. Cowtown Beef Jerky by Calgary Meats on Edmonton Trail in Calgary.
Alberta. Canada. There we go.
Yeah.
So looking at the CFL on the weekend, I was talking to Jimmy Lang, and we were talking about the fact that why is the CFL more popular west of Winnipeg except for occasionally Montreal?
Oh, boy, that's...
Opens up a can of worms, don't it?
Well, yeah, I think it's just the American influence here, especially in southern Ontario with the National Football League. I mean, if you live where I do in northwest of the GTA, it would take me 40 minutes to drive to the Rogers Centre. It would take me an hour and 10 minutes to drive to Rich Stadium in Buffalo or whatever they're calling it now, Ralph Wilson Stadium. So if you were going to invest one day a week into a football game, more and more people are choosing the Buffalo Bills. And let's call it what it is. The NFL is a pool league. It's an office pool league. And the pro line, it fits beautifully with pro line. It's just grabbed the interest of... I'm speaking for Central Canada, GTA, Toronto, the biggest market.
Yep.
It's just NFL, NFL, NFL. And as I said, since the Argonauts have started this season, I haven't had one conversation with one person about the Argonauts. They change their roster every year. They change their quarterback every year. They've put together several bad seasons. They're just a non-entity, Barks.
Well, it's a thing, too. And I remember when we were working together, at least people would sometimes ask you for Argo tickets. And I know the old joke is you were going down by the Dome and there was a car parked there and you put two Argo tickets in the windshield. When you came back from dinner, there were six.
Yeah, exactly. And look at it this way. If the average guy goes to one Argo game a year, he can now go to one NFL game a year in Toronto because the Bills are playing this year, November 7th.
Oh, okay.
Which is early. The Bills are playing, I think, the Chicago Bears, if memory serves
correctly. Yeah, because usually they play in December up there, right?
Yeah, well, the deal was that they would wait till after the CFL season, but now, apparently, the Argonauts finish on the Saturday, and then the Bills and Bears will play here on the Sunday. That's before the CFL playoffs. So it's interesting how that's come about as well, but it's just not the thing to do. Hamilton, not so bad. I think they're drawing a little bit. Per capita, they're drawing way better than
they almost had 27,000 for the game with the Stampeders on Saturday.
And again, per capita, that's good
for Hamilton.
Crowd.
Yep.
Absolutely it is. But in Toronto, I don't even know. Oh, well, the Argonauts haven't played at home yet.
No,
they've played two road games.
Home opener tomorrow night against the Stamps.
So we'll have an eye on that attendance figure. Don't hold your breath. If they hit 20, I think they'll
be lucky.
They'll be happy.
Yep. Going to ask you, too, I had talking to Burke Dales yesterday from the Stampeders, because they stayed out east instead of flying back because they played Saturday Hamilton, Wednesday Toronto, saying the humidity has just been stifling out there.
Yes, it has been. It let up a bit on the weekend, but yesterday right back at it, and I haven't stuck my nose out this morning, but apparently it's going to be very humid today. Again, overcast, gray, maybe some rain, but very, very humid. I'm adding a lot of water to my pool.
Nice, very nice. And I've got an email here from Bill who asked, I am going back to charcoal, and when I go camping, I even take a fire pit. What does Freddie think about regular charcoal barbecuing over propane?
Well, last Saturday night, I did a, well, I shouldn't say I did, at my place up north near the lake.
Yep.
I have a big sort of charcoal barbecue, and we loaded it up with briquettes, and we did a whole pile of steaks over the briquettes, and there's no doubt that the flavor over charcoal is a cut above a gas barbecue. Hey, gas barbecues for convenience and no getting around it. I mean, barbecue on gas is fine, but if you want to take that extra time for charcoal or briquettes, or even sometimes we barbecue over a regular fire with hardwood, and it's so good.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the Cowtown Jerky, and we will talk next week, of course, about the Argo home opener. We'll see if 20,000 is the magical number, my friend.
And loving you, Barks.